It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Each week, we take a look at Michigan politics with Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. The special State House Committee formed to examine the actions of Representatives Cindy Gamrat and Todd Courser recommended expulsion due to misconduct earlier today. The two are accused of using state resources to cover up an extramarital affair. Susan, it was interesting to me that the committee vote for expulsion split on party lines, with Democrats abstaining. Clearly, this scandal has been a major distraction for lawmakers. Why draw it out?
Well, I think there are a lot of unanswered questions. And I know that sounds funny for a story that has been reported thousands of times, but most of the focus has been on the affair itself, because anytime there's a sex scandal, it drains all the oxygen. As for what really happened in terms of the abuse of state resources, who knew and when, what the Speaker's office involvement was, those are all questions that are still open. So this is obviously a partisan issue for both sides, Republicans and Democrats, but I do think that there are a lot of questions that the general public has a right to know and probably could have been addressed in a longer hearing process.
Ken, you were in the legislature the last time a sitting lawmaker was expelled. That was State Senator David Jay. How does this compare?
Well, one big difference evidenced itself today, this morning. In the case of Senator Jay, it was the committee vote and the vote on the Senate floor was very bipartisan. I mean, the process that was utilized that led to his expulsion, the process was never questioned by anybody. It is really troubling that the process has been questioned here by Democrats. I think that's the last thing you want. And the fact that the two Democrats passed in committee is clearly different than the situation with Senator Jay, and I would say somewhat troubling.
Why is it troubling?
The issue of potentially expelling a legislator is very serious and has to be taken very seriously by everybody. If you're a House member, what you're doing is to some extent establishing a precedent for the future. And you just don't want the process questioned so that the end result becomes questioned. And I'm not casting blame on anybody, whether, you know, the Speaker or the Democrats who passed in committee. I mean, but I just think it's troubling.
Susan, do you see lingering issues as a result of the hearings, of perhaps some lingering doubt that Ken is expressing?
I think so. I mean, I think we have reached a point in our politics where we're not going to have a situation where you have very experienced lawmakers who saw a troubled member, David Jay, and people of both parties came together in a judicious way, weighed the evidence, and decided he wasn't fit to continue to serve. Nowadays, everything is hyperpartisan. Republicans have a huge political motivation to get this off their plate as soon as possible because Courser and Gamrat are absolute embarrassments and nobody wants to be tied to them. Democrats have a motivation to try and negotiate and get something out of it for their votes. The days of cordiality and, you know, putting the body above politics, I think, are over. And I think Ken and I are both very sad about that, but I do think that's the new reality.
And my view is if the sort of partisan polarization can't be put aside when you're addressing the issue of whether two members are fit to serve, then we have reached a very low point in Michigan politics.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.